Rust and ruin. This isn't Bloody Tan's lair. It's his gallery.
Sickened, Wax made his way to the next pool of light. This one was different, brighter. As he approached, he realized that he was seeing sunlight streaming down from a square cut in the ceiling. The tunnel led up to it, probably to a former trapdoor that had rotted or broken away. The ground sloped in a gradual slant up to the hole. Wax crawled up the slope, then cautiously poked his head out. He'd come up in a building, though the roof was gone. The brick walls were mostly intact, and there were four altars in the front, just to Wax's left. An old chapel to the survivor. It seemed empty. Wax crawled out of the hole, his Sterion at the side of his head, coat marred by dirt from below. The clean, dry air smelled good to him.
Each life is a performance.
Wax immediately ducked to the side, rolling up to an altar.
But we are not the performers. We are the puppets.
Tan, come out!
I have seen God, Lawkeeper. I have seen Death himself, with the nails in his eyes. I have seen the survivor, who is life.
Wax scanned the small chapel. It was cluttered with broken benches and fallen statues. He rounded the side of the altar, judging the sound to come from the back of the room.
Other men wonder, but I know. I know I'm a puppet. We all are. Did you like my show? I worked so hard to build it.
Wax continued along the building's right wall, his boots leaving a trail in the dust. A line of sweat crept down his right temple. His eye was twitching. He saw corpses on the walls in his mind's eye.
Many men never get a chance to create true art. And the best performances are those which can never be reproduced. Months, years spent preparing. Everything placed right. But at the end of the day, the rotting will begin. I couldn't truly mummify them. I hadn't the time or resources. I could only preserve them long enough to prepare for this one show. Tomorrow it will be ruined. You were the only one to see it. Only you. I figure we're all just puppets. You see?
The voice was coming from the back of the room, near some rubble that was blocking Wax's view.
Someone else moves us.
Wax ducked around the side of the rubble, raising his Sterion. Tan stood there, holding Lessie in front of him, her mouth gagged, her eyes wide. Wax froze in place, gun raised. Lessie was bleeding from her leg and her arm. She'd been shot, and her face was growing pale. She'd lost blood. That was how Tan had been able to overpower her. Wax grew still. He didn't feel anxiety. He couldn't afford to. It might make him shake, and shaking might make him miss. He could see Tan's face behind Lessie. The man held a garrote around her neck. Tan was a slender, fine-fingered man. He'd been a mortician. Black hair, thinning, worn greased back. A nice suit that now shone with blood.
Someone else moves us, lawman.
Lessie met Wax's eyes. They both knew what to do in this situation. Last time, he'd been the one captured. People always tried to use them against each other. In Lessie's opinion, that wasn't a disadvantage. She'd have explained that if Tan hadn't known the two of them were a couple, he'd have killed her right off. Instead, he'd kidnapped her. That gave them a chance to get out. Wax sighted down the barrel of his Sterion. He drew in the trigger until he balanced the weight of the seer right on the edge of firing, and Lessie blinked. One, two, three. As he pulled the trigger the rest of the way, Tan yanked Lessie to the right. Lessie's head jerked back as Wax's bullet took her just above the right eye. She crumpled.
No, that isn't the way. It can't.
Tan smiled, looking down at Lessie's figure.
The best performances are those that can only be performed once.
Wax shot Tan in the head.